Council with Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, an Australian national, a member of the Commonwealth, as I am not, so I look in on this and I puzzle. This headline, Joe Biden signals he has no interest in signing the U.S.-UK trade agreement. UK ministers had hoped to agree, quote, foundational trade partnership before both countries head to the polls. Both Britain and the United States have elections in 2024. I'm surprised by this, Gregory, and disappointed because I'm reading the history of the Operation Avalanche and afterwards the catastrophe of the British and Americans landing Salerno in south of Italy, running up against the very dug-in German soldiers and dying besides Italian soldiers trying to liberate their country. And to fend off Britain like this seems odd. Did you expect it, Gregory, for the Joe Biden administration to walk away from our special relationship?
1,000% yes. We've discussed this in the past when Joe Biden refused to attend King Charles' coronation, but instead a few weeks earlier went to Ireland to make an official state visit there and to basically express his displeasure with Britain. Joe Biden, as a good Northeastern Democrat, portrays his Irish roots as his real motivating passion. And basically, this is to say that he's anti-British and always has been. He actually went to Northern Ireland, which is the British part of Ireland, on that same visit and refused to show the British flag on his limousine. He instead had the White House flag and the US flag. But when he went to Ireland, of course, the next day, he had the Republic of Ireland's flag and the US flag on the car. So, I mean, he's basically sticking two fingers up at the Brits. He's supported the Scottish independence movement. He made it clear, as did President Obama, that he was not going to sign any deal with the British, because the only people who think that there's a special relationship between Britain and the United States are the Brits, and they keep getting sucked into this. It showed naivety on the part of Boris Johnson, that he thought he could talk to President Biden about a free trade agreement, which was he was rebuffed on it when he made an official visit to Washington. They don't understand, the Brits don't understand the Americans in this context.
30 seconds, Gregory, 30 seconds.
What they need is King Charles to start to have a visit to the United States in the next year or so. It may not be in time to get a trade agreement going through, but it will, I think, start to show how much the British Crown is coming back as a key instrument in portraying Britain as a major power, diplomatic power in the world. And this Charles has done this with Germany, France, Kenya. He's going to Australia and New Zealand in this coming year. He needs to do something with the United States as well to basically put a little steel into the spines of the British Foreign and Commonwealth Office.
Two people separated by a common language. Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Bradley.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.